Last week it was berries, and this week we prepare for the garlic harvest. And with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So we've had this discussion in previous years of this show. We've touched on garlic, but there are different types of, or at least two different types of garlic that we should be keeping an eye on, right?
Two general types called hardneck and softneck. For us, hardneck grows better here, and the softneck is what one, most places, most stores sell softneck garlic from California. And those are the ones they have, you know, larger cloves on the outside and a whole bunch of little cloves in the middle, which are a pain to clean and for eating. Where the hardneck ones that we grow well, grow better in colder climates, more northerly climates, have just usually a single row of anywhere from 4 to maybe 8 or 10 large cloves, and they have this hard stem that comes up through the plant and eventually in late midsummer has this capsule of little bulbils or bulblets, which could also be used for propagating garlic. And normally we remove those in, well, late June and July, and we eat them and stir-fry with them and all that sort of thing, so that our bulbs get larger. Not so much energy is going into that top set.
Now, what are some of the clues that we should look for as far as actually harvesting those hardneck garlic bulbs?
Okay. Timing is one. I mean, for me, generally, you know, first week of August is good time to catch them at their prime. This is assuming that we planted them last September, October. Lower leaves, usually there's three or four of the lower leaves should be turning yellow. Gardeners didn't take off those hard stems, the scapes as we call them, then they were, when they first came out, they came up straight and they curled. Well, now they are uncurling. And if they get fully mature, then the scapes will be straight up. Like, you know, pointing at the sky mostly, although there's a couple of varieties that point out straight off to the side. We're getting a little too late. Sometimes testing, you know, dig a few of them and see. What we want to make sure is that we still have skins, multiple skins, on covering the whole bulb under the ground. Those are important to, as we cure them, to prevent the garlic bulbs from drying out and the individual cloves in there. If we wait too long, we get really wet conditions. Those outer skins deteriorate, rot away. And sometimes you're pulling up these naked, you know, a bulb with naked cloves on them, and then those have to be used quickly because they will dry out very rapidly and shrivel up. So that's not a good thing.
So should we, and when we do harvest them, should we do like what we do with potatoes and just kind of reach in and kind of gently pull them out?
That really depends on how nice, loose of soil that you're growing them in. Now, down here in Juneau, I can sometimes get away with that in my boxes because it's fairly loose. Up there in Haines, where we've got the, you know, the biggest garlic patch in Alaska, there it is heavier soil, more silty, sandy soil, and we've tried hand pulling them. It's a lot of work. You're better off using a gardening fork to get in underneath or beside them and loosen up the soil and get them out. And then we want to gently shake the soil off. Some folks will actually have buckets of water. You can slosh the bulbs in the water, rinse most of the dirt off that way, and then we bunch them up to dry in a warm spot, so that the tops, leave the whole thing attached, the tops and all, bunch them up. The bulbs will pull some of the last nutrients out of the tops. And after 2 or 3 weeks of curing, some folks, you know, you may want a fan in a furnace room. That's a great spot if you've got extra heat there. You know, if it's in the 70s and 80s for curing is fine to get them to dry out. And then after about 3 weeks, you can clip off the stems an inch or so above the bulb, clip the roots off, and now you're ready to store them in a bit cooler place. I store mine in the open trays that they still get air circulation. They usually go in my garage, which stays in the 50s to low 60s. And that's a good spot. It needs to be dry, and it should be fairly dark, too, because we don't want them to start to sprout.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. You want to keep it at least in somewhat dark with a little bit of air circulation there.
That's right. Don't refrigerate them. Otherwise, they are going to want to sprout too early. So enjoy your garlic.
Okay. Ed Bryarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Bryarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO.